Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Your bite-sized daily roundup of the biggest news from the world of film. This is the Daily Reel with Van Conner.
Good morning. Today's Thursday, July 15th, a day that's seen not one but two Harry Potter movies released over the years, with The Half-Blood Prince opening in 2009 and The Deathly Hallows Part 2 closing out the series today in 2011. Meanwhile, despite being unequivocally, indisputably and 100% a Christmas movie, Die Hard was released 33 years ago today in 1988. In 1994, it was the day True Lies opened, the smash hit There's Something About Mary came out today in 1998, and a generation of man-babies cried out when Paul Feig's gender-flipped reboot of Ghostbusters was released 5 years ago today in 2016. In 2021, though, it's birthday to Hereditary and Midsommar director Ari Aster, Jean-Michel Vincent, and Oscar winners Forrest Whitaker and Jim Rash. Yes, the Dean from Community. But most importantly, it's the day the movie world's dealing with all of this. Director Matt Shackman has signed on to direct the next Star Trek film. Just what kind of crew will be set to explore the final frontier in writers Lindsay Beer and Jennifer Robertson's new script remains to be seen. Whether that will be a continuation of the so-called Kelvin timeline with Chris Pine and company, or a new ship entirely, though J.J. Abrams is still on board as a producer. Reports of Shackman's new gig came just one day after WandaVision earned 23 Emmy nominations, including Best Director for the man himself, which is, of course, precisely the kind of success the Star Trek film franchise is in desperate need of, as at least three films set in the universe have been cancelled in the past half decade, including a much-hyped R-rated take from cinematic auteur Quentin Tarantino. This chaos, however, remains in stark contrast with the TV side of things, which currently has three ongoing series streaming and another two on the way. As such, there's no release date for Shackman's feature just yet, but animated comedy Star Trek Lower Decks Season 2 is set to begin airing on the 12th of August, with both Season 4 of Discovery and Season 1 of Prodigy angling to follow later this year. While the first and second seasons of Strange New Worlds and Picard, respectively, are both planned for next year.
What's your favorite color?
I fail to see the relevance.
They say it hurts less if it's a surprise.
If I may adopt a parlance with which you are familiar, I can confirm your theory to be horse.
Star of Netflix's hyper-successful The Witcher and rigid slab of homegrown man-meat, Henry Cavill has lined up yet another project, this time with a twist. The in-demand actor has been setting up a number of future features to slot in around filming his hit show, with the forthcoming Highlander reboot, the Enola Holmes sequel, and espionage action at Argyle all largely focusing on his propensity for high-caliber stunt work. However, the actor has now signed on to lead The Rosie Project, a unique rom-com from writer-director Steve Fork, which will center around a luckless, single university professor who creates an elaborate questionnaire in an effort to find a wife. It all goes pear-shaped, however, when he meets an unconventional woman who doesn't match any of his requirements, but who might just be the one. The former Superman's expected to film The Rosie Project towards the start of next year, but will return as the monster-hunting Geralt of Rivia on the 12th of December, when The Witcher Season 2 drops on Netflix.
Perhaps our esteemed guest would like to entertain us with how he slayed the elves at the edge of the world.
There was no slaying. I had my ass kicked by a ragged band of elves.
And finally, Hong Kong-born actor and martial arts legend Jackie Chan has courted major international controversy by proudly announcing that he wishes to be a member of China's ruling Communist Party. The movie star has been becoming increasingly rabid in his support for the party and has been engaging more and more in a torrent of propagandist efforts for the government in recent years. Chan's announcement came at a symposium organized by the China Film Association, which aimed to celebrate 100 years of the regime's rule. President Xi Jinping was in attendance and spoke for over an hour in harsh terms, declaring that China would not be bullied by other countries and that their enemies would find themselves, quote, bashing their heads bloody against a great wall of steel. The celebration took place amidst allegations of severe human rights offences by the regime, including the detention of Uyghur Muslims in concentration camps, the unlawful mistreatment of Hong Kong protesters, and forced organ donation as criminal punishment. In part of his speech to the attendees, which received rapturous applause, Jackie Chan is on record as saying, "I'm very lucky to be a Chinese person, but I am also very jealous that you all are party members. I just think the Chinese Communist Party is really so magnificent. I want to be a party member." Jackie Chan can next be seen starring alongside John Cena in director Scott Waugh's Project Extraction, about two ex-Special Forces soldiers who are tasked with escorting a group of civilians along Baghdad's Highway of Death.
Thank you, Baghdad. Give me the war. Thank you, the whole world. No matter how, when I make movie, that's a good message. Very important. It's love. Love for your people, love for your family, peace around the world. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Streaming on Netflix from today are the fashion blogger rom-com A Perfect Fit and the Syria documentary Last Men in Aleppo. The 80s set chiller The Call comes to Shudder, and Mubi's adding Jimmy P, Psychotherapy of a Plains Indian, to its library. On Freeview, you can catch A Good Day to Die Hard on ITV4. BBC4 are having an Oscar Wilde themed evening with The Importance of Being Earnest and the biopic Wild. Reign of Fire, Dark Men and Bunraku are showing on Great Movies. The Unspoken and The Green Inferno are on the Horror Channel, and Film 4 airing The Imitation Game and Mission Impossible Fallout. While the Sky Cinema and Now premiere for today is Viggo Mortensen's directorial debut, the family drama Falling. And that was your Daily Reel for Thursday the 15th of July. Keep it cinematic, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Daily Reel is a Candy Store production, presented by Van Conner and written by Calvin Prickett. All information is correct at the time of writing, and source links are in the description for each episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on all good podcast platforms, or ask Alexa to install the Daily Reel skill for your morning flash briefing. Follow the show on social at Daily Reel Pod, and we'll be back every weekday. Until then, keep it cinematic.
Drink great gin. Make a difference. We handcraft our gins with only the finest botanicals and use our profits to support charities and initiatives that provide relief to struggling hospitality workers.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Visit hospitalitygin.co.uk to find out more. Hospitality Gin. Drink great gin. Make a difference.